It's the Major League Eating Podcast.
Major League Eating Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your support of Major League Eating. To find out more, majorleagueeating.com. On the phone with us, Scott Bickle. How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Now, you had a little bit of a whirlwind media tour in Cleveland today. Tell us about that.
Today I went on Fox 8. It was actually one of the most fun segments I've done yet. I actually kind of did a little demonstration run for the two anchors, and the two female anchors ended up, going at it against each other. It was pretty fun.
How did they do? Did they do okay, or should they stick to news?
They both didn't even get one down, so I mean it's kind of funny. So one of them, dipped the bun in water, and she had it in for 10 seconds and went to put it in her mouth, and it all fell apart. So, I mean, I would say, the draw between the two. So
that's nice. That's hilarious. So let's talk about how you even started getting into this. Talk about how you started into competitive eating.
Yeah, it actually all started back last July 4th. I was actually on my way to one of my friend's cookouts, and I'm halfway there, and he calls me, and he's like, "Yeah, man, something came up. Not gonna be able to make it. Sorry about that." And I'm like, dang, I was thinking free food, so I was like all pissed off. But then I start, calling my other friends, seeing what, everyone's up to. I go over to my buddy's house, and, we're just watching TV. And I've always heard about the Coney Island hot dog event, but believe it or not, I've never seen it. I've only seen clips and highlights, never was really, that into it, never really knew that much about it. Then I saw, Chestnut eat 54 in 10 minutes for last year. And I was just sitting in my, my friend's living room, and I was like, I think it'd be really cool to, start this year. So pretty much all year, I've been, doing events and, experimenting and just trying to find my niche and stuff in it. So.
Oh, that's cool. So it all started with watching it, and then just saying that, I'm gonna do this. That's awesome. Now, you're a swimmer, right?
Well, actually, I swim every day for training. I never, swam in high school or anything. I actually used to be afraid of water. I used to be afraid of deep water. So it was really weird, growing up, I never really went to pools and stuff. But I realized if I want to, I have to compensate with my high metabolism. Since I don't have as much experience as a lot of these major league eaters, since I don't have the technique right now, a master technique, I knew that my stomach capacity and my high metabolism and my, mindset would be my strengths in eating. So, yeah, definitely I began swimming. And for these last 30 days, I've probably been going hard, anywhere between 2 or 4 sessions a day for swimming, on top of my running and working out and all that stuff.
I love it. So you're early in the game. What are your biggest goals being a competitive eater? So, if you're looking, long-term.
Yeah, long-term, oh, man, my whole goal this year was to get to Coney Island. Obviously, I go against Pat Bertoletti tomorrow in Cleveland. And, the thing is, believe it or not, my real dream in life, a lot of people, I get a lot of criticism for, what I do in life, but, that's part of it. But the thing is, I always wanted to be, and it's going to happen one day, I really believe I'm going to go into speaking, motivational speaking and stuff. And if you've ever read my bio or know about my past, I've overcome a lot of craziness and a lot of bizarre stuff. So I don't really look at it as competitive eating as maybe a 15, 20 year career. I would really love to do it for at least 5 years. I can see myself really strong in the league. But, even after that, I really think I'm going to go a lot far, pretty far in life and whatever I just decide to do.
I like it. So let's talk about tomorrow. You're going up against Pat Bertoletti. You want to give us a bold prediction there, my man?
Yeah, I've been training for this all year, and then these last 30 days, I really upped the training. Obviously, between the whole year, I had to take some weeks off, maybe do an event. After the first 6 months, I burned my body out so bad because I was just going so hard. So I was just going way too hard, too fast. So I took a month off, you know, did an event, probably took another month off. Then when I found out Major League was coming to Cleveland, I had a good, like, 45, 50 days of training. So this whole month, man, like, I totally, you know, got in really great shape, you know, lost my 25 pounds. And I really think I'm going to hit 40 tomorrow. I know that seems, you know, a real high number for a newbie, but, you know, I definitely put in the hard work, and I'm really excited for it. So, plus, you know, it's in Cleveland, so I definitely have an advantage over that. You know, I'm going to have a lot of fans and supporters out there, so that the excitement's going to help me a lot.
All right. We love it. We love it. Scott Bickle from Cleveland tomorrow, the Nathan's qualifier. Tomorrow we will find out the results. He's predicting 40. We'll see if it comes true. Brother man, thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you the best of luck, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot. I wanted to tell you, too, like, I've been so excited about this. It's crazy. I've been up for over 60 hours straight. I can't fall asleep. So literally, when I get off the phone with you right now, I'm going to bed. It's like, you know, 3:52. It's like 2:30. So I mean, I've been up for over 60 hours. So I mean, like, I gotta get some sleep. You know, I don't know. Sometimes I get like this. When I found out Major League Eating was coming to Cleveland, I was up for 6 days straight. So you can understand. When I get excited, my mind races and I can't, like, fall asleep.
Go get some sleep, go get some rest, and we wish you the best of luck, man.
All right, thanks a lot.